The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. Visit marketingcollege.com to see our courses.
Hello and welcome to The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. I'm your host, Kieran Kapoor. My studio guest is Alison Thomas, owner of CAT, a PR consultancy, and you specialise in music and entertainment.
Hi there, Kieran. Yes, I absolutely do. I do now, over the course of my career, which has spanned something like, I'm not going to confess that, actually, quite a few years, I've worked in very many different sectors. So I've worked in financial services, I've worked in construction, I've worked in retail, travel, international, all sorts of different sectors. And now I specialise in arts, music and entertainment predominantly.
Fantastic. We'll come on to a bit more of that in a moment, but I just want to start with some basics. So can we actually go through what PR is and how it fits in with marketing?
Oh, PR is so important. It's actually, most people think of it as the glamorous side of stuff. You know, you've seen the Ab Fab, you know, or Bolly and all that kind of stuff. It's not like that. Like all the marketing disciplines, it's a serious business. And really what you need to think about from a business perspective is that it's about managing reputation. It's about things that people say about you, things that you do that people then think about you, and it's looking at a long-term point of view rather than just a short, sharp campaign that you may find with marketing. It's a long, sustained effort. So it affects every single business. It affects every single person, right down to a celebrity, individual, small business, large business, corporate, absolutely everybody. And therefore, it's really important as part of the marketing mix.
Excellent. So how did you get started in PR?
Well, PR's always been my first love. I have been working in marketing and PR for, as I said, many years. And so I've actually got a very broad range of marketing experience as well as PR. But I first fell in love with PR when I was a teenager, and I was actually invited to go to a Coca-Cola sponsored event that was actually run by, or being that the PR was being run by, my dad's agency at the time. And I actually fell in love with the whole thing then, because I was going around speaking to all these journalists. I was talking about events, I was meeting famous people at that stage who were all athletes, and it was an exciting time, and it just made me think I'd love to do this as a career myself. And I started first of all in marketing, and I went around through the corporate route through to marketing and sales promotion, direct marketing, all the different elements that you'd expect, and then finally found my way into PR, which has always been my first love, and now I wouldn't really move away.
And you've obviously set up CAT. How did you come to setting up your own agency?
Well, I've always wanted to do something on my own. I think when you're actually involved in the disciplines of marketing, you're a creative kind of person anyway. You have to have an innovation sort of driving you through your life. I was working at the time with a corporate. I've had a very good career. I've had very, very many different roles in senior positions in corporate companies. But I always wanted to actually set up my own agency, because I felt that that would give me the ability to drive my career in the direction that I wanted to, and allow me to work with very many different types of clients. I think this client side can be a little bit restrictive. I think anybody who works in marketing would probably agree that it's nice to know a business inside out and go in every day and know what you're dealing with, but you don't quite have the same thrill of learning about something new. And I've got a thirst for knowledge that I'm always trying to quench, or whatever that may be, and that kind of drove me to actually setting up my own agency, so I could work with many, many different kinds of people in different industries and have a challenge every day that I felt that I could sort of solve.
And what sort of things do you actually do?
Well, the lovely thing about PR is it spans so many different disciplines. With PR, you know, okay, you've got the reputational side of things, but physically managing that on a day-to-day basis for a business or a client is all about looking at the different activities that you would do. So you've got anything from events, you've got corporate social responsibility. Essentially, the mainstay of it all is about media relations, which takes me right back to that first conversation we had there about when I was young dealing with the journalists. So there's a lot about media relations. And more importantly, nowadays, we're now moving into a world of online PR. So it's moving from an offline arena into an online arena. So we've got all the social media, we've got websites, we've got blogs, we've got forums, we've got a whole host of new different tools that have really made it so much more exciting than it probably ever used to be. And building it all up into a mix that, when you get the mix right, really has a massive effect on a business. And that's an exciting prospect.
Could you perhaps talk us through some of the people that you actually work with?
Well, now I work, as I said, Kieran, in the predominantly in the music and arts and entertainment industry. It actually is one of the most exciting areas to work in. I think it could be considered almost like a bit of a dream job. I think if you're in PR, that's the area that you'd love to be in. So I actually work with a number of clients. I've got a photography client who's a rock photographer, Nick Elliott, who's one of the best in the world, which is a very exciting situation to be in because we get to go to see lots of various different gigs, events, famous people. He travels with various different bands and artists. So I manage his PR on both online and offline. So lots of exposure there. I work with a band called Marmalade, who are 60s sensational pop makers. They're Scottish hit makers, so they're called. So I do a lot of their social media activity as well. On the other side of things, outside of the music element, I work in the arts as well with a company called Red Label Publishing, and they publish art and books for the music and arts industry. So that's all fine art, and a lot of the fine art photography that Nick Elliott does, for example, ends up in books, and I work with them. And another client I have is Deep Red Magazine, which is an online music and arts magazine which launched last year, and I'm actually senior editor of that magazine as well. So I see the flip side of things, the PR on one side and the journalism on the other side, which is a great combination.
That sounds quite a busy portfolio there.
Do you know, it is a busy portfolio, I have to say. I think the thing with the, you know, the music and music business is it never sleeps. And so if the music business never sleeps, neither does the PR activity. So it's like not a 9-to-5 job. It's not for the faint-hearted. Really, it's very much you have to be a night owl. You're out often with bands, you know, sort of at gigs, after-show parties, you know, all that kind of stuff, which sounds great, but it's about actually putting on your professional hat. So it's not about just a big old job. Back to the bolly and ab fab we talked about to start with. It's not about that. It's about managing that reputation for a business, a client, or indeed, like, for example, Nick Elliott, an individual.
So you mentioned that you did the social media side for Marmalade and I think also for Nick Elliott. So how does that work in the PR terms?
Oh, it's so important these days. You can't get away without it. It's quite an interesting thing that I've been doing with Marmalade, for example, who never had any PR or social media activity in an online capacity. So when I was working with them, I first got involved with working with them on a project that they were doing last year, and they were actually producing an album, an actual vinyl album. So going back to the old school, because there's a bit of a resurgence in that, which was a lovely story in its own right. But at that time, I said, this is great because it's a, you know, it's going, you know, foot in the past, but actually, what about the foot in the present? And we started to talk about social media. And so it was about really looking at things from the way of actually getting to their fans in a quick, easy, and exciting manner. So we've set up Twitter and we've set up Facebook. We're looking at Google. And we haven't quite got this far yet, but I think it's also very important to have something like a blog or some sort of newsroom that you can actually go out in an online capacity and talk about what somebody's doing. So as an example of that, Nick Elliott, for example, has a newsroom where we are constantly putting up stories about what he's involved in. And in both of those examples, you've got a fan base of people who know where to go, get the information that they want, and consume that media and that information when they want to. So social media is very, very important. Twitter is great from a business perspective for small businesses. It's far harder media to use for a band, for example, because the fans may not be able to engage in quite as much depth as they want to. But it's great from the point of view of maintaining a relationship. Facebook, on the other hand, is good because it allows a little bit more opportunity for people to have a far more in-depth conversation. But either way, they've got that connection, and that's what's important. So it's about a broadcast tool, but also engagement. And it's only when you start to engage with people that actually start to build a relationship, and then people feel that they're getting something back from that investment that they're making in terms of time or purchasing your product.
Because I believe that Lady Gaga and Justin Bieber have some of the largest numbers of Twitter followers.
Yes, absolutely. And you'd expect that, wouldn't you? Because, of course, you know, the mass media are able to actually expose artists of that nature in a way that no other media can do. But social media allows them to interact with their fans. And I think we've got to remember, bringing ourselves back to PR, that actually it is an incredibly useful tool from the point of sending out messages, but also managing that reputation again. What the downside of it is that you can very easily forget that you're talking to a mass audience on there. So if you have, for example, like Lady Gaga, millions and millions of followers, you're talking in terms of mass media suddenly to people who are interested in listening to you. So one thing that you say is going to be quickly broadcast to those people, but if you say something wrong, that's going to be quickly broadcast as well. And lots of people fall foul of that and don't quite appreciate the fact that they are talking to masses because they can't see them. We're sitting there on our phones in our own isolated place, sometimes with a glass of wine, and you can imagine them at after-show parties tweeting away, and they say something just being themselves and don't realise that it's damaging reputation. So that would be the bit I would definitely say to business, to think about how they actually operate when they're in that environment.
And what would your advice be, to use an agency to stop that happening, or to make certain that you're always with your business hat on, as you put it?
I think if you're doing it yourself, which you could say that a lot of celebrities like to do, you have to always have that business hat on. I'd like to think that I try and imagine all those hundreds of people. I've got something like 950 followers myself, and I am trying to imagine 950 people standing in front of me. And if I could actually put something out or say something to them that I'm happy for all 950 to hear, then that's what I'd say on social network. So if you're doing it yourself, I would say put that kind of mentality on before you put your finger on that iPhone. From a business perspective, it's a little bit more complex because you're now having to think about tone of voice. You have to think about what you're actually saying in terms of messaging for the business. It's not simply about saying, oh, I've had a cup of tea, here's my glass of wine. It's now about what corporate messages do you want to convey. When we get into that arena, it's not quite as simple, and I wouldn't say that just to try and undertake that activity yourself. I would advise to really get somebody who is an expert in social media and PR to manage that on your behalf, simply because it's so easy to fall foul of saying something you shouldn't. But also, it sounds like it's an easy thing to do because you're just putting out messages. But they have to, as with all campaigns, be planned, they have to be thought through, they have to be delivered at the right time. And that's not always easy, just you doing that in an office environment. And to have somebody who's specialist in it to do it for you is a far better result for you.
It's very easy to give it to the junior member of staff because they're young and they understand these social media things.
Absolutely, Kieran, that's exactly what happens. And then all they do, of course, is they do the best they possibly can, but they're only going to be tweeting or Facebooking when it's convenient. They're only going to be saying things that they think are appropriate, and that isn't necessarily in line with the rest of the marketing strategy. And at the end of the day, it all has to fit into the whole of the marketing programme, and it has to be paying its way, in a way, actually making its way to contribute to the whole of the direction in terms of the activity you want to go in.
If somebody listening was inspired by you to want to go into PR, and I think 950 followers sounds absolutely wonderful, and it sounds like a dream job. Somebody listening wants to go into PR, where would they start?
Well, it does sound like a dream job, doesn't it? With all dream jobs, though, there has to be a professional element to it. I would always advise that you go right back to basics to start with. You get qualified. You have to know what you're talking about in order to advise others. It doesn't matter what business they're in, what type of work they do. The principles are the same, whether you're dealing with Coca-Cola, whether you're dealing with an individual business, whether you're dealing with Star Radio, or you're dealing with the Marmalade. It doesn't matter. You have a reputation that you're managing, and therefore you need to know how to do that job well. So first advice would be to get qualified, to understand what good PR is about, to understand how to actually deliver a good PR campaign, and to really appreciate the impact that each of those different campaigns and each of those different activities will have on the overall integrated marketing strategy as well. Then once you've actually got those qualifications, try and get into a business that appreciates that PR is an important, integral part of their campaign. And that doesn't matter what business that's in. It doesn't have to necessarily be the music or entertainment's business to finally end up there. What's important is you get the opportunity to exercise the skills and to actually try and develop your skill set. So it doesn't really matter where that's actually done or what kind of business, or indeed what kind of size of business either. The best thing to do is to get as much experience in as many different marketplaces as possible, so that when you do see an opening and opportunity, you're ready to go for it.
So you went, as you said, you went from financial services and construction into PR.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, yeah. I've worked in the travel industry, I've worked in financial services, international stuff. So all different kinds of places that I've gained experience that you wouldn't expect to be of interest or of use in something like the arts and entertainments or, you know, music business. But actually it is. And the foundation of that is what has actually been able to, you know, provided me with the skills to actually do something well and provide the right advice at the right time.
Alison, thank you so much for coming on. That really was fascinating.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you very much for inviting me. It's been great.
The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. Visit marketingcollege.com to see our courses.
Many thanks to Alison for coming in. And that's it for the marketing show this time. If you'd like any more information or you'd like to listen to the show again, then head over to star107.co.uk where you can do just that. I've been your host, Kieran Kapoor. Many thanks for listening, and I'll catch you again in 2 weeks' time.
The Marketing Review with Cambridge Marketing Colleges. Enhance your career with Cambridge Marketing Colleges.